thrones.
那我就会看到他是坐在这个宝座上呢，有这个彩虹的环绕着他们。
And I love to worship the Father and the Son on the throne.
那我也很喜欢来敬拜在宝座上的圣父圣子。
And I picture fire and light coming out of their throne.
那我也好像可以看到，就是火和光从他宝座发出来。
And I picture several things as we discussed in Revelation chapter 4 the last time I was here.
那就是我们。请你有很多的图像呢，就是在启示录四章里面所说的。
But what about my friendship and my relationship with the Holy Spirit?
但是我也要能够注意到我和圣灵的这样的一个关系。
Do I talk to him on a throne, next to the Father?
那么我是和坐在宝座上的这位圣灵说话吗？
Do I talk to him floating in the air? Say, Holy Spirit, come here, quick!
或者是他好像是漂浮在空气当中一样。
然后你就对着他说：“圣灵，圣灵，来啊，来啊！”
The Holy Spirit's he's out there for sure.
当然，圣灵他是充满在到处的。
But that's not how I fellowship with him.
但那不是我和他相交的方法。
But because the Bible says over and over and over again.
因为在圣经里面一再的强调。
He lives in our spirit.
他是住在我们。
It's the most fundamental idea that we would talk to him in our spirit.
就是很重要的，就是我们能够向住在我们里面的这位说话。
Or better yet, to say we would communicate with him in our spirit.
就是我们能够跟他有一个讲话一个交通的关系。
Because our communication and friendship with him is not always with words.
我们和他的沟通呢，也不是说单单用话语。
Many times it's just by setting our attention on that flame of fire, that glorious light living inside of our spirit.
很多时候呢，就是我们能够去知觉，能感受到住在我们里面的这个火和光。
And that's a figurative picture of the Holy Spirit living in me.
这好像就是一个图像呢，告诉我们圣灵住在我们里面。
Because the Bible describes the Spirit as light and as fire and as water, so that is a biblical idea.
因为这圣经上也是这样教导我们，它是一个火和光和水在我们的里面。
But we understand when we picture it in our spirit, we're thinking of it in a symbolic way.
那我们可以用这样的一个象征的方法来有这样的图像在我们里面。
I want to say paragraph B again.
Oh, 再讲 B 这一
点。We walk in the Spirit by talking with the Spirit.
就是我们能够跟他来说话呢，就是来与他同行。
Or by communicating with the Spirit.
或者跟他有个沟通。
As simple as this is, most believers never do it.
虽然听起来很简单，但是很多的基督徒却没有做。
And so the result is,
那结果就是
they are warring against lust on their own power.
就他们就靠自己的力量呢，来与情欲相争。
Because you can't walk in the Spirit if you don't talk to the Spirit.
但是如果你不跟圣灵来沟通的话呢，你就没有办法跟他同行。
And if you don't walk in the Spirit, the only person that's warring against the flesh in your life is your own power.
但如果你不跟他同行的话呢，那么你与情欲来征战呢，就只是靠你自己的力量。
Paragraph C.
C 点。
To get started, I suggest that we talk to the Spirit 5 or 10 times a day for 3 or 4 or 5 minutes each time.
那么我建议就是刚开始的时候，我每天呢跟圣灵说话5到10次，每次3到5分钟。
Have you ever done that?
你有没有这样做过呢?
Have you ever talked to the Holy Spirit for 3 minutes?
你有没有和圣灵说过3分钟的话?
I recommend that we do it 5 or 10 times a day for 1 or 2 or 3 minutes.
那我们也许可以一两分钟，但是呢，可以讲到5到10次。
We begin to develop our friendship with him in a real way, not just a figurative way that's not real.
我们开始来跟他建立一个真实的一个友谊的关系，而不是只是一个象征性的。
Okay, we're going to stop right now and take a break.
我们先休息一下。
And we're going to come back and begin with paragraph D right there.
我们待会儿从 D 这一点开始。
So we'll take a 10-minute break.
我们有10分钟的休息。
And we'll come back and do session 2.
好，我们待会儿再开始。